40 years ago, the Knoxville football squad ran the table and completed a 9-0 season. Many will tell you that team was likely the greatest Knoxville football team ever assembled. What made this team so good? If you ask head coach Marv Sloan, they embody the meaning of team.
We had a group of young men that really bought into the program, and they were out there every day, practice, no matter what, giving it everything they had. And I would say the biggest thing was that they loved the sport. They loved playing. And when they're like that, it's pretty easy to coach.
Rex DeMoss, who was a junior lineman, says at times during the season, practice was actually tougher than the games.
Stiffest competition was really practice. We had a ton of all-conference players on the team, and so Monday through Wednesday when we were having our regular practice, it was really a stiff competition. So it made the games really a lot easier. That's where we won a lot of our games, was from our practices. We had a lot of good leaders on that team that kept us focused, and practice was where it was won.
The two previous seasons, the Panthers were also pretty good, going 7-2 in 1973 and 8-1 in 1974. Mike Cunningham was the defensive coordinator, and he says from their middle school years, everyone could see the caliber of athletes that were making their way up to varsity.
We saw them coming all the way through 7th grade, and we had a 4-year run there where we went, 7-2, 8-1, 9-0, and 7-2. And, that's just unreal. And it gets good, same competition we're playing right now, but these were good kids. We had a lot of speed, we had a lot of smart kids, and we had a lot of big kids, and they loved the game. They absolutely loved the game, and it was a pleasure to coach. And like I said, those things just come out once in a coach's career.
The Panthers started the season by blitzing Southeast Polk 35-8 following a 40-15 pasting of Davis County, the only team on Knoxville's schedule who can say scored in double figures against the Panthers. Knoxville pitched its first of five shutouts that season in Week 3 with a 57-0 drubbing of Sheraton. After that game, Knoxville would allow just 13 combined points to its opponents and would shut out its last four opponents by a combined 153-0. Mike Sloan says that at times the defense played so well that many of the second team players played the entire second half.
The defense from that football team, I couldn't find where they allowed a touchdown that season at all. There were, I want to say, five or six shutouts. The team was good enough that, generally speaking, there were very few games that any of the starters played much of the fourth quarter, and quite often some of the third quarter didn't get played by the starters either because it was such a dominating performance.
DeMoss adds a second team could have made for a pretty good varsity team that year because they did not give up very many points even in the second half.
We got so far ahead in a lot of our games by the end of the third, middle of the third, end of the third quarter, to the beginning of the fourth quarter, we actually had second team players, a lot of them playing, if not the whole second team. So, and again, it still shows that the second team was very good because it was very few points scored.
The closest game that year was a 24-0 win over Clark in Week 6. Mike Cunningham remembers that as one of the hardest hitting games he had ever been a part of.
We did end up beating them 24-0, 26-0, something like that, but that was not the score, let me tell you. There were some sore bodies that next day because they knew they had a chance to knock off the number two team in the state as we were rated at the time, and boy, it was a hard hit when, even though we ended up 9-0 and they went to 8-1, you remember that.
Marv Sloan says the key to the Clark game was shutting down the Indians running back, and the Panthers did just that.
We had our ups and downs at times, but, everything went pretty good. And we went at halftime. We weren't that far ahead of them and stuff. They had a good ball team. Their coach, Mason, he had a son on there that was a running back, and he was a good one. But we pretty well shut him down, and that made a big difference. But, yeah, that's one that you look forward to.
Each team member and coach will agree that it was a team effort. However, Rex DeMoss says the offensive line was the driving force of the Panthers' success.
I really feel offensive line-wise, that's where it's at, and I think that's what a lot of our team members knew, that's where it was at. And so they were always behind the line and always giving us pats on the back. Even though they're the ones getting the yardage, it was always, hey, you guys opened the hole. So it was just it was a good environment.
Mike Sloan adds the guys would work out with the football and other sports. and they would make it fun.
That was the era when, you played pickup basketball outside, and you played 500, with the baseball. And then, in the summertime, we'd all get together, and, the quarterback and the receivers and the backs would spend some time during the summer just on their own, going down to the football field, going down to Kenlock and running routes. I can still remember running the hills down there, up and down those hills and making paths in those hills. It was a real special time.
The 1975 Knoxville football squad was a combination of brute force up front and talented skill positions that, when put together, was an unstoppable force. The Panthers outscored their competition that season 380-36. Knoxville also put together an 18-game winning streak that stretched from the fifth week in the 1974 season to the fourth week of the 1976 season. A truly remarkable team that thrilled the fans of Knoxville 40 years ago. Reporting for KNIA Careless Football Friday night, I'm Derek Cardwell.